Star Valley Ranch Mayor Rue Rock joining us today and on SCI Media. Mayor, had a town council meeting this past week. How did it go?
Well, it was actually quite a quiet meeting. Sometimes in the winter, the agendas aren't quite as full. But this one, probably the highlights, we had a couple of ordinances that we had up for reading. One was just to change some, remove some fees from ordinance, and we're doing those by resolution now. Saves us having to make lots of changes to ordinances.
What kind of fees would those be?
They were for fees for combining plats and plat amendments, and so we've been finding a few that are still stuck in ordinances, and we're just gradually getting them out and putting everything in resolutions.
Okay.
The other item, we updated an ordinance for our Travel and Tourism Board to add an alternate member, and we also had an appointment for our Water Utility Board. And the one thing I'll say about our boards in general, we've had an amazing response from our residents over the past few months coming out.
People are interested.
They are. They're interested. They're volunteering. It's probably one of the first time since I've been part of the council that we've had just about every volunteer opening on a board filled. So that's pretty exciting. I'm just really happy to see the residents become so interested in the boards and respond every time we send out a request saying, if you're interested in volunteering. We always get responses now, so I really am happy about that.
We're with Star Valley Ranch Mayor Rue Rock talking about the latest town council meeting and much more. Continue on, Mayor.
So the other item that came up during the town council meeting, because we always have the public comment period, probably the majority of public comments were from residents in a very good-natured way about how difficult the road conditions are in town in quite a few areas. As you know, we have 31 miles of roads, and most of those are not paved. And the last few weeks with the thawing and the refreezing and the rain and then more snow has just wreaked havoc on those, and it's been really difficult for our public works department to do much more than try and push slush off the road, and yet everything's too wet to really get out there and try and fill potholes. So we're looking forward to what we hope is the continuing approach of spring, and then we can get out there and actually have some real road work done to fix some of these potholes and things. But residents are being, you know, patient, and I think overall they were really happy with how our public works crews took care of the roads this winter as far as plowing.
Took us through the winter well.
Yes, okay. They did. They certainly did.
All right. Anything else?
We've got our budget season is coming up. We're really getting into that now. And of course, we have a long list of infrastructure projects. Roads is always right at the top. We're hoping we can get some more paving done in areas of town if the budget allows, finishing up our water project from 2023, and then looking at some additional water projects where we have to replace a transmission line from our Prater Spring, and then looking at also replacing a storage tank as part of our working relationship and agreement with the EPA.
Okay.
So a lot of things on the plate for sure.
Very good. As we move into the spring, construction season looking good, more people moving to the ranch. Give us an outlook as we change seasons here.
So interestingly enough, I was just told we got our first building permit submitted today for a new single-family home on the ranch. Usually, well, the last few years, we've had a few trickle in before now, so I don't know if that's an indicator of much of anything, but we have had a lot of construction over the past 3 or 4 years. We do have a building official now that's a town employee, and he is responsible for reviewing all the plans and approving those permits and bringing any questions or concerns to the Planning Commission. But and we're also potentially looking at, you know, having some development on the commercial lots next to Town Hall. There's been some interest on and off on those. So we'll see where that leads us as well.
Okay. Anything we haven't gone over, Mayor, that you'd like to add?
I don't think so at the moment. We're just all waiting for spring like everybody else.
Yeah. Star Valley Ranch, Mayor Rue Rock.